Blog Talk Radio. Monday evening, everyone. This is Dr. V. You are tuned in, listening to Live or Archive. You're listening to the Dr. V With Love Show, the Genesis Talks episodes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our dear sister whined and said, get up and praise him. Wait a minute, Dr. V, we've been up all day. We're ready to go to bed. Stay up a little bit longer. Praise him anyhow. Praise him in the morning and the evening, but most of all, praise him for this very moment that you're still here and still, as my sister said, we're alive to talk about it, right? I'm so excited about this segment. You know, we've had it in the past, and I've had an opportunity to have co-hosts, fabulous co-hosts, Prophetess Tanya out of Bakersfield, California. She's going to be joining us toward the end of the month. I'm excited about that. We're going to be coming to you at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each Monday night, if the Lord says so. And so we want you to tune in. If this is your first time ever tuning in, Genesis Talks is just carefrontive, loving, transparent talks with women in leadership across the country, across the world, actually. And they're talking about their lives as personal lives and professional lives as women in life, career, business, and ministry. And they're talking about the wisdom that they have learned and gained over the years, you know, being, of course, led by the Spirit and sometimes not being led by the Spirit. You know, I said it was transparent, right? So, anyway, Genesis Talks, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about new beginnings. We're going to talk about fabulous endings, the genesis of our lives. We have an opportunity as ourselves regenerate themselves every so many days. So we have an opportunity to rewrite the script in our lives each and every day. More and more being formed in his image. You know who I'm talking about, right? The Christ. As on all of our formats, what we unapologetically do is we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us into all truth so that we might on this broadcast say something, you know, that might bless your soul, cause you to think again, cause you to turn around, cause you to make a different decision, cause you to love more and end things in your life for sure that aren't supposed to, I should have never gotten started. So we need the power of the Holy Ghost to do all that. So pray with us, if you will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. Father, we thank you for being so good to us, so merciful, so awesome. You are the author of our new beginnings. You said in your word that you are Alpha and you are Omega. You're the beginning and you're the end. And I'd like to add, we are all points in between, Father, because we want to hold to your unchanging hands as we are being transformed from glory to glory, oh God, as we're being made more and more like you. We have the opportunity for glorious new beginnings, new Genesis every day. Thank you, Father, for leading us in this broadcast. We know that some woman, some man, some child across this beautiful world that you have made, oh God, needs to hear some words of encouragement on this Monday night. Some up-and-coming leader needs to be encouraged on this Monday night. Some woman wanted to quit, but I hear you say, oh God, go on and see what the end's going to be. Have a new beginning. Have a Genesis today. And Father God, with that, we know that the Holy Spirit will lead us into that place of awakening. And we thank you for him in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, glorious things are happening. Let me just start off with housekeeping stuff, as they say, as they were. Dr. B With Love has four formats. Anyway, we're coming to you on Monday nights at 9. We're coming to you on Wednesday nights at 9. And we're coming to you on, I think it must be Saturday night. Saturday night at 9 with, in my key with Dr. V. And then on Sunday again. So I think that must be Friday to come to you. Oh, my goodness. This is a brand new schedule. I'm still trying to get used to it. But anyway, whatever it is, tune in to Dr. V With Love on 9 o'clock on any of those nights. And you're going to catch us live. And we're going to be doing what God called us to do. How about that? Some of you want to know what my schedule is like. I posted it up on Facebook, but everybody's not on Facebook. But we posted it up, and just a brief itinerary for May. May the 21st, I'm going to be at the Jerry Speaks Conference at the Best Western Hotel out on West Broad. Jerry is coming all the way from Columbus, South Carolina, and she's going to be with us. You know, she is a staple in Richmond. She's been gone a few years, but she's still making it happen everywhere she goes. And we're excited about that. She's coming with her new book, There Are No Rules. And so, yeah, we're excited about her being in town. We're going to be there on May the 21st, Saturday, at from 2 to 5 at the Best Western. On Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Elizabeth Suites, that's my home, ministry, I'm going to be here with the Listening Cup Getaways with Dr. V. We're still doing our Brandon Me series. Oh, my God, is that a powerful series. And just a heads up, in July we're bringing a powerhouse to town in the personage of Marisha Sherman of The Groove Never Stops and Intimate Altar and so many other fantabulous things she's doing. She's going to be our speaker for our weekend, full weekend Listening Cup Getaway, and that's going to be powerful. So that's going to be the weekend of July 14th, 15th, and 16th, and it's going to be by special invitation only, and oh my God, something to look forward to. And then, what else am I doing in May? This coming Sunday, Mother's Day, yay! Mother's Day, I'm going to be the speaker of the hour, the minister, pastor, preacher of the hour at Shepherd's Heart Evangelistic Ministries on Hull Street in South Richmond. I'm going to be bringing the Mother's Day message. Oh, my God. All the messages all through the year except Easter, I think that's the most powerful message of the whole year, and that's Mother's Day. For those of you who have mothers that are living, oh, my God, you're blessed. Those who are mothers who have gone on to be with the Lord, your mom is blessed, and I know you're missing her. But I believe we have a message this coming Sunday that's going to bless both those that are living and those that have gone on to be with the Lord. And so I'm excited about the power of being mom. I'm a nana, too. Glory to God. So, yeah, so we'll have new beginnings this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Shepherd's Heart Evangelistic Church. If you're anywhere near Richmond, 25 miles or less, well, maybe 50 miles or less, if you don't mind driving, come on over to Pickerton Street. Right at the corner of Pickerton and Hull Street is Shepherd's Heart Evangelistic Ministry, Southside Richmond, where the Honorable Apostle Sharon Caleb Jones is the pastor, my dear friend. So that's kind of the itinerary for May, except this is no longer a secret, but I'm whispering it because it's so fantabulous. I am officially retiring May the 26th. Yes. I'm getting off of the clock and setting my own clock and doing my own thing in life, career, ministry, and business. And so I'm excited. Well, you know, those of you who know me, I've been talking about that for better than a year. But I'm 62 and moving on, and I want to have more flexibility with my time so I can travel, spoil my grandkids, for my husband, write some books, have some other people write some books, do some more radio broadcasts, whatever I want to, and those kind of things. So, you know, retirement, you know, you don't just stop doing stuff. You do more stuff. You do stuff you really want to do. You handle your bucket list, and you know, to God be the glory. You just make yourself more available to the Lord and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's what Dr. V is going to be doing. Most immediately tonight, immediately following this broadcast at 10 p.m., that is 40 minutes from now, Dr. V will be leading the prayer with Sister Erica Mitchell. And, oh, my God, we've been praying. It's 31 days of prayer. It's been powerful. This is the eighth day. This is the day of new beginnings. the eighth day, and I'm going to be leading in prayer. So I want you to pray for me now, because I want to go in. We got so much we want to believe God for. He'd given me, when I first got the invitation to be a part of the prayer, 31 Days of Prayer with Erica, he had given me this topic. Actually, no, he gave it to me before then, but I just felt the anointing on it when I was asked to pray, to share it with others, even before my book is released. I'm writing a book. Got several on the board, writing board. But this book, oh my God, am I so excited about this book. The end of the book, the last chapter of the book, God told me to name it Endings. Huh, how about that? And he gave me some information, just dropped in my spirit some information about us learning how to end things, that we need to end things that should have never gotten started. How about that, right? And that we need to bring things to an end so we can have some new beginnings. And we're having fewer new beginnings because we're having fewer endings. You know, we don't know how to end relationships amicably. We don't know how to walk away from situations, you know, that are toxic for us. We don't know how to end those things. We don't know how to end, you know, leave a job even without, you know, being angry. Listen, I'm leaving because greater opportunities are before me and that kind of thing. Or I'm leaving this habit alone or that habit alone because it no longer serves me in life, that kind of thing. Just so many things we need to learn how to what. And glory to God. Those of you who are out there that are very political, I'm sure if you've been watching any of CNN today, you probably wish that they would end the conversation about Flynn and go on to weightier things like the healthcare system or something like that that's all whacked. Anyway, I just had to throw my political inference in there. All right, so that's what I'm going to be doing immediately after this broadcast. In the next 38 minutes, I'm going to be praying, and I invite you to come and pray with us. And the number to call, let me go ahead and blast that out for prayer. And if you listen to archive every night for the next, you know, how many more days we have in this month, we're going to be praying. And you can call this number, reach us live at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 321-420-4668. That's 321-420-4668. 321-420-4668. That's the prayer line with Erica. And hundreds of women on there and men. Oh my God, David is already praying and giving us prophetic word today. So he's one of the men on the line that I'm really excited about. Can't hardly wait till it's his time to pray. So, all right, tonight, this Genesis episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about a book that I'm reading. I often do that. And it's, the book is by Arianna Huffington. Some of you may know her. The book is called Thrive, and I'm going to read some excerpts from her book tonight. Actually, I'm going to read the back cover because I think the back cover is just amazing. And then we'll start from there. You know how I start at the end of things, and then I kind of go to the middle and go to the front, and that's how we get a book read in Dr. V land, right? All right, so again, if you tune in, you tune in to Dr. V with love. These episodes on Monday nights are called Genesis Talks. And this is to all the leaders tonight. This program is dedicated to all women in leadership. We got to learn how to thrive. Here we go. So this is what are the reviews of Arianna's book, Thrive, was done by Sheryl Sandberg. She's the Facebook COO and author of Lean In. She says this, in Thrive, Arianna urges all of us to get in touch with who we are or who we really are so that we can live life on our own terms. From the importance of sleep to the imperative to listen to our own inner voice for ways to deal with the daily time crunches we all feel. This book lays out a path for each of us to look inside and make our lives more authentic and fulfilling. That's what Sheryl Sandberg says in regard to the book. And then on the back of the book it says this: we have, if we were lucky, about 30,000 days to play the game of life. How we play it will be determined by what we value. If we worship money, we'll never feel truly abundant. If we worship power, recognition, and fame, we'll never feel we have enough. And if we live our lives madly, rushing around, trying to find and save time, we'll always find ourselves living in a time famine, frazzled, and stressed life world. While the world provides plenty of insistent, flashing, high-volume signals directing us to make more money and climb higher up the ladder, there are almost no worldly signals reminding us to stay connected to the essence of who we are, to take care of ourselves along the way, to reach out to others, to ponder, to wonder, or to pause, rather, to wonder, and to connect to that from which everything is possible. And you know who that is. That's God, G-O-D. To quote my Greek compadre, Archimedes, give me a place to stand and I will move the world. So find your place to stand, your place of wisdom and peace and strength. From that place, remake the world in your own image, according to your own definition of success, so that all of us, women and men, can thrive and live our lives with more grace, more joy, more compassion, more gratitude, and yes, more love. Onward, upward, and inward. And that's from the book Thrive. I want to encourage you to get this book by Arianna Huffington. And let me tell you a little bit about her, just in case you don't know her personally. In Thrive, Arianna Huffington makes an impassionate, compelling case for the need to redefine what it means to be successful in today's world. Arianna's personal wake-up call came in the form of a broken cheekbone and nasty gash over her eye, the result of a fall brought on by exhaustion and lack of sleep. The co-founder and editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post Media Group, one of the fastest-growing media companies in the world, and celebrated as one of the world's most influential women gracing the covers of magazines. She was, by any traditional measure, extraordinarily successful. Yet, as she found herself going through brain MRI to CAT scan, to echocardiogram to find out if there was any underlying medical problem beyond exhaustion, she wondered, is this really what success feels like? As more and more people are coming to realize there is far more to living a truly successful life than earning a bigger salary and capturing a corner office. Our relentless pursuit of the two traditional metrics of success, money and power, has led to an epidemic of burnout and stress-related illnesses, and an erosion in the quality of our relationships, family life, and ironically, our careers. And being connected to the world 24/7, we're losing our connection to what truly matters. Our current definition of success is, as Thrive shows, literally killing us. We need a new way forward. In a commencement address Arianna gave at the Smith College in the spring of 2013, she likened our drive for money and power to two legs of a three-legged stool. They may hold us up temporarily, but sooner or later, we're going to topple over. We need a third leg, a third metric for defining success. In order to live a healthy, balanced, and meaningful life, that third metric, she writes in Thrive, includes our well-being, our ability to draw on our own intuition and inner wisdom, our sense of wonder, and our capacity for compassion and giving. As Arianna points out, our eulogies celebrate our lives very differently from the way society defines success. They don't commiserate our long hours in the office, our promotions, or our sterling PowerPoint presentations as we relentlessly race to climb up the career ladder. They are not only about our resumes, they are about our cherished memories, shared adventures, small kindnesses and acts of generosity, lifelong compassions and passions, and the things that made us laugh. In this deeply personal book, Arianna talks candidly about her own challenges with managing time and prioritizing the demands of a career and raising two daughters, of juggling business and deadlines and family crises, a harried dance that led her to collapse, and to her aha moment. Drawing on the latest groundbreaking research and scientific findings in the field of psychology, sports, sleep, and physiology that show the profound and transformative effects of meditation, mindfulness, unplugging, and giving, Arianna shows us the way to a revolution in our culture, our thinking, our workplaces, and our lives. Again, Arianna Huffington is the co-founder and president and editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post Media Group, one of the largest, most influential news and information brands. She is the author of 14 books, Girl Been Busy, including The Third World America and On Becoming Fearless, the mother of two daughters, Christina and Isabella. So that's the book I'm reading. And I invite you to read it along with me. It's not necessarily a strictly spiritual book, but she does mention the power of having a spiritual connection with God in her book. I want to encourage you to read it. I want to encourage you to read the book and get something out of it and pass it along. Okay? How about that? So we'll be talking about her book in the next several weeks and what I'm gleaning from it. And if you get it, read it. You can call in and talk about what you're getting from it as well. Okay? Let's do it. Let's make a deal. Just want to share with you some of the first couple of chapter topics, which might, you know, encourage you. All right. First chapter. A new blueprint, time to renovate the architecture of our lives. One little tidbit out of that chapter I want to share with you that really, really blessed me. And it's actually a quote by Anna Lamott. She included in there, and the quote says this: "You're not your bank account or your ambitiousness. You're not the cold day lump with a big belly you leave behind when you die. You're not the cold clay lump." Yeah, that's it. "With a big belly you leave behind when you die. You're not your collection of walking personality disorders. You are spirit. You are love." Yeah, Anne Lamott said that. That's Lamott. Sounds like some wisdom to me. And then what Arianna also says on there, which I like to quote too. I like her quote. She gets quoted some really awesome people in here. This is by Frederick, oh my God, I'm going to mess up his name, last name, but it looks like Buchner, B-U-E-C-H-N-E-R. Anyway, here's what he says: "If I were called upon to state in a few words the essence of everything I was trying to say, both as a novelist and as a preacher, it would be something like this. Listen to your life. See it for the phantomless mystery that it is, in the boredom and pain of it, no less than in the excitement and gladness. Touch, taste, smell your way to the holy and hidden heart of it, because in the last analysis, all moments are key moments, and life itself is grace." Isn't that cool? Good stuff in here. then. The last thing that I want to give you out of this first chapter, it's got so much good stuff in it. I think I will share this one. This is, again, a book that she just really laid out so beautifully and covered so many areas, and it's kind of hard to choose. So many, you know how you pick up a book and there's so many wonderful things in it? Yeah, so many wonderful things in here. Okay, here we go. Steve Jobs, a lifelong practitioner of meditation, affirmed the connection between meditation and creativity. If you just sit and observe, you will see how restless your mind is. If you try to calm it, it only makes it worse. But over time, it does calm. And when it does, there's room to hear more subtle things. That's when your intuition starts to blossom. And you start to see things more clearly and be in the present more. Your mind just slows down, and you see a tremendous expanse in the moment. You see so much more than you could see before. And I like that part because even as Christians, even as preachers, teachers, pastors, you know, leaders, women, we find ourselves on that ever 24/7 treadmill of trying to take care of everybody else's needs, and we ignore our own. And one of my leaders told me one time, Verling, I actually told the whole congregation, but he said, just sit for 20 minutes. Call it meditation, call it whatever you want to, but sit and be quiet. Just sit and listen and allow yourself to receive in that very moment what God has for you. God may have just silence for you. He may just have a small whisper to say, it's okay, I got you. I got you. I've already gone before you, and I made the crooked places straight. He may just want to say, listen, you've done enough. You've done enough. You've done all that you can do, and it's okay. Let God minister to you for 20 minutes. And don't rush the process. Just be in the moment. Let God love you in this moment, in a place of stillness. And so with him telling me that, when I'm reading what Ariana says in her book and what some of her quotes and how she really puts that up as one of the third matrix we should move into in life, other than money, you know, other than power, you know, let's just be, you know. And so let's read this book together. I think you're going to enjoy it. Okay, family, I want to let you know, you'll be the first to hear. You'll be the first to hear this. I am thinking very seriously, really, I'm thinking that next year, 2018, the sisters in Genesis, My Sister Care, Listen Cup, Getaways, and everybody else who want to join us, all up and down the East Coast, anywhere you are in America, we ought to go on an Alaskan cruise together. Yeah. You know, just go listen to each other on a cruise for 7 to 8 days. I'm thinking, it's on my bucket list. I'm just putting it out there, inviting you to be a part. In a couple of months, you're going to be hearing me blasting it out. And so we're going to set up our savings account and start paying on our Alaskan cruise, and we're going to get it on. Can't convince my husband to go because he spent some time there, and he just said, I will never want to go back to Alaska. It's too cold for me. But anyway, it's been on my bucket list long before we were married, so I'm going to still do that thing, all right? I want to invite you to join us, okay? All right. Tonight, you've been listening to, if you just tune in, this is Genesis Talk. I'm Dr. V. You're listening to the Dr. V with Love show, and we introduce you tonight, Thrive. We want all of you to thrive. The Bible even says that I would that you prosper and be in good health, even what? As your soul does prosper. Amen. So I think that that scripture alone supports most of the information that Ariana has in her book, Thrive. We want to thrive. We don't just want to survive. But we want to enjoy the journey. Amen. And so I want to encourage you to enjoy the journey. Tonight's broadcast is going to be brief because I got to switch gears and get ready for prayer. I invite you to come pray with us. And that number to call at 10 a.m., 20 minutes, 15 minutes from now, 321-420-4668. Erica Michelle, powerful woman of God. She is the visionary behind this 31 days of prayer. We're in the eighth day. It's a powerful day. God is blessing. God's going to speak to our hearts tonight. He's going to encourage us for happy endings and glorious new beginnings. Amen. And so we want you to be a part of that. I want you to pray for me if you can't be on the line, but please, please pray for me, okay? God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you and we glorify you. Thank you for the Dr. V with Love show. Thank you for Dr. V. Thank you for all those that are listening. Thank you for our co-host, Latina L2J, who's going to be coming on to be with us on Love Scripts on Sunday night. Thank you for Tanya, Prophetess Tanya, who's going to be joining us as co-host for Genesis Talks on Monday night. Thank you for Pastor Lenny Williams, who's going to be joining us on Wednesday night for Unfailing Love Ministries, Church Without Walls, and on Friday night, In My Key with Dr. V. Hallelujah. You know what that's about, right? I believe music, God gave us beautiful music, and that music should encourage us to right rewarding relationships, and that music should soothe our souls and cause us to fall in love again, all over again with God, with ourselves and with others. So I'm excited about what God has given us to do. And Father, we thank you that you've given us the vision and the power to do it. God bless you. We love you. Good night.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.